Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast, and we got take two in the house because I am a dum-dum, and we're going to get you guys ready for everything that is fantasy football and finish out this week 11 and get you into week 12. And we got Sunday night and Monday night football to talk about. We got a Thursday game to preview, and I'm just going to say it right now, Mark Walton is suspended because he likes to punch pregnant girls in the face, and that's good because he should never be in the league ever again. Cool. Moving on.
Wow.
Kalen Ballage will be the starter for Miami the rest of the season.
Wait, is this alleged? Or...
Oh, no. He got cut today because he got arrested for punching pregnant girlfriend in the face multiple times and hitting her in the head. Yeah.
But take two starting off dark.
But has he been convicted?
I don't. There's video. There's a lot. Nope.
If there's video, that's a death sentence. He's done.
If there's video, yeah, because, I mean, we were all talking about the Tyreek Hill thing, and everyone was like, well, hold on. Everyone was all defending him.
Let me tell you the difference. This isn't Mark Walton's first offense, so cool.
It wasn't Tyreek Hill's.
Boom. Thank you.
Technically.
It's Mark Walton's, like, second one in 6 months, so.
That's not good.
Yeah. The first one was a DUI. It wasn't that big of a deal. Just a little DUI.
No, drinking and driving is fine. It's not fine.
He's just been accused, but he was arrested Tuesday morning for punching a 5-week pregnant girlfriend several times in the face and head in 24 hours after discovering he was the father.
Way to be responsible.
Yeah, this is according to Andy Slater on Twitter. Yep. And then
that's not very good.
The Dolphins cut him.
I mean, do we have a lot of stock in him anyway?
No, but he was
the
starter for Miami when he wasn't suspended. All right, Sunday Night Football.
He got cut from Cincinnati for legal issues. So
Exactly. All right, Sunday Night game. We'll talk about this one more time because I'm a dum-dum. We have the Rams and we have the – I don't even want to talk about it, man. Rams in Chicago. Mitchell Trubisky's got a hit pointer supposedly, and they pulled him from the game. And he just looked bad. He threw a touchdown to Tariq Cohen, who maybe you started.
He was on my bench, unfortunately.
But even if you did, you're a liar. Other than that, there's really not much. Taylor Gabriel caught 7 passes. Anthony Miller caught 6. But that's really because Jalen Ramsey said, hey, Allen Robinson, remember the time we spent in Jacksonville? Yeah, I'm going to own you.
Facts.
He did.
Even in 2 QB leagues, are you cutting Mr. Trubisky?
I have him in a 2 QB league, and I don't play him. I'm playing Jameis over him this week.
Will you cut him, though? Hold him on your bench.
Will I
cut him?
In a dynasty league, no. But in redraft, you can feel free to drop him whenever you like.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
There's hope for him in the dynasty that they could, if they can shore up some offensive line stuff, maybe get the running game going with Montgomery.
He's reminding me of Blake Bortles. Remember Blake Bortles had that nice sophomore season and then nothing ever came about of it.
Maybe that's the case. I wouldn't give up on him this soon. I mean, a sophomore slump, that's pretty typical of a lot of quarterbacks. So.
All right. And then on the other
side. Oh, Blake Bortles outdo a Big Ben in a playoff game. Just saying that happened.
He did do that.
He really outdueled Tom Brady, too, but then it was just the fact of the matter. Uh-oh, that didn't sound good.
Yeah. Well, Matt Nagy and McVay just look like absolutely lost with whatever they were doing last year. People have tape on it, and they need to keep innovating because they're not doing that. They're running – I don't know what they're doing.
Okay, go take care of yourself, Eric. We'll take care of this. All right, then on the other side of the ball, the Rams. Oh, actually, let's talk about the Bears running backs real quick. David Montgomery, Josh, what are you doing with him? You benching him and just holding him?
Well, it's too late to trade now. All trade deadlines have passed. So you have to bench him.
Not all trade deadlines.
Certainly can't drop.
Our redraft still has one.
If you can package him with something and go get a better – like if you package him with a wide receiver and go get a better running back, that's fine. But right now, definitely don't drop him. Hold on to him and hope for the best, man. They're not complete – the Bears aren't completely eliminated yet, so I'm sure they're going to keep trying, but it's not good, man.
Are we still talking about Trash Panda Trubisky?
No, we're talking about David Montgomery.
Oh, David Montgomery.
Right, now let's move.
Oh, David Montgomery should definitely hang on to again.
Let's roll over to the Rams side of the ball, and Jared Goff, he was just as bad as – he was worse than Trubisky. I mean
– he's been terrible.
He only throws 7 incompletions, but really only 6 of them hit the ground because one of them was an interception. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, Jared Goff. I know it wasn't a great matchup, but you expect more. Robert Woods was a late scratch, and we talked about this on the first take of the show, which I forgot to record, was that when you take away two of your prime weapons and one that was practicing with you all week that you were prepared to have right before a game, it does make it a little harder to game plan and play properly, but still, you expect a little more.
You have Todd Gurley, though. Use him in the passing game.
Do you think that's the difference, though?
Split him out.
Do you think that's the difference?
Do I think it makes it?
No. Do you think that's what the problem with? Like, Goff last year was great, but when Todd Gurley's taking screen passes 60 yards to the house, it really helps you out a lot more. And he's not doing – Todd Gurley's getting shoestring. A lot of those tackles that he broke last year, he's not breaking this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd agree with that, but he's also not getting the opportunities in the passing game like he was in space. He's not getting the opportunities in space like he was last year.
But if he's not going to make the moves in space, are they even going to line? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I wonder if it's just a whole.
Maybe he'll be like, hey, I don't have to run 25 times into the middle of the offensive line and get destroyed. If they throw me one out in space, I can, you know, make some moves. Maybe he'd be more motivated to do so. Are you? Yeah, I just saw this trade come through. What happened?
No, this trade is complete horse hockey because I was giving up more than this for somebody. We'll talk about this off air. I ain't got time to talk about this right now because we don't have time because I screwed up this podcast. But Todd Gurley looked good, though. He had 25 rushes and got a touchdown. I still don't think Todd Gurley's right. I don't think he's ever going to be the same Todd Gurley.
I don't know. I think the offense as a whole still isn't right. I'm not putting this all on Todd Gurley's shoulder. I'm putting it, you know, mostly on Sean McVay. He hasn't innovated. We talked about it earlier. You know, he can't do the zone blocking thing that he's been doing. So they've been having to play more man on man blocking, and it's changed the complexity of the offense because it's been unsuccessful. I mean, they blocked a little better last night. It almost seems like they've been saving Todd Gurley for something, but there's not going to be anything to save him for if they lose too many more games. I mean, they're already, what, two games out of the playoff hunt because they have to win a wild card. They're not going to win their division. So, I mean, they got to get it together, and they got to win now.
Yeah, I'd agree. At 6-4, they're falling behind fast, yeah.
Yeah, well, I do worry with Todd Gurley's knee that he doesn't have the explosiveness that he's had in the past few years.
Then get Daryl Henderson a shot. That's what he's there for.
He might not be ready, man. I mean, if Jared Goff's this bad, you need somebody who can pass protect. If he can't pass protect, Jared Goff's not – he's mobile, but he ain't that mobile.
That's a good point. I didn't think about him in pass protection. But, God, okay, play them both. Play a wishbone. Like, put Daryl Henderson out there and put Todd Gurley out there and see what happens.
When all three of their wide receivers are healthy and Gerald Everett, you don't have – you can't put 12 men on the field.
So. Right. You don't have enough personnel spots. But right now with no Woods and no Cooks, yeah, you throw them out there, see what happens. Use your genius there, Sean.
And speaking of Cooks, Sean McVay came out and said he expects him to play Monday night. If you are planning on playing him, go pick up Josh Reynolds so you have a safety net, because if not, you're going to be hung out to dry. You need to pick somebody else up for that
don't
Monday
like that.
Night football.
Take care of yourself there, Brandon Cooks.
All right.
Don't die.
Moving on to Monday Night Football. The Chargers lost another game by 7 points or less because they are consistently consistent.
Bad. They're bad.
So we got Phillip Rivers throwing 4 interceptions on 52 passes. He threw for 353 yards, but those 4 interceptions really kick you right in the teeth. Still better than Jared Goff.
If he doesn't throw that touchdown pass, I win in our dynasty league.
Yep,
but whatever.
To Keenan Allen, who finally catches one after 7 long, cold, dark weeks of not catching touchdown passes. I think I just came to the realization, Keenan Allen, first 4 weeks, last 4 weeks, that's all he does.
I mean, that's not a bad time to go off. So.
And then,
thank goodness.
Mike Williams caught 2, won him for 50 yards, so kind of saved his day a little bit if you started him. Hunter Henry was 6 for 69. The running back situation, you got Melvin Gordon rushing the ball 14 times and getting 5 targets, but dropping, just straight up dropping 2 of them. And then you got Austin Eckler getting 12 targets, leading the whole team, well, tied with Keenan Allen in targets, catching eight of them for 108 yards. And he did have the play drawn up for him at the end that Rivers threw the interception to.
Sad. So, I really could use that touchdown, but whatever. It's fine.
Are both these...
I'm sure that's what he was thinking
are
about.
Are both these running backs every week starts?
I would rather start Eckler over... I mean, you can start both of them, but I prefer Eckler because he's going to get more work in the passing game, and I think he has higher upside than Gordon right now. Because they're behind, usually.
If you're half-point PPR.
They're both starts.
I still like Eckler better in half-point PPR. I think... If I'm Los Angeles, I figure out how to do like a sign and trade with Gordon and then make Eckler my lead back next year. That's what I would do.
I don't think you can do sign and trades. They can do transaction tags.
They'll figure it out.
Okay. But then
you can make NBA trades. You don't have to worry about bird
years.
The
NBA, you got to do that because of bird years and also the crap.
They'll figure it out.
All right. Then trade on the Gordon. Chiefs side of the ball, Patrick Mahomes didn't look like Patrick Mahomes. He did have a 59 yards on the ground, which really helped out your fantasy day a lot. But still only one touchdown, one interception. But Tyreek Hill went down early. Damian Williams broke a rib. LeSean McCoy got hurt. Darrell Williams was the guy they were using in almost the whole second half. Thank God for Travis Kelce, boys. Thank God. Got seven passes for 92 yards and a touchdown. Other than that, blech. Josh. What's wrong with Sammy?
Well,
too many waffles. So,
no, what happens is this entire offense goes with Tyreek Hill there. He's been there long enough where he's able to run all of the routes. Mecole Hardman is just as fast, if not faster, but he's inexperienced. So what happens is whenever Tyreek Hill is there, he's not only a field stretcher, he's an incredible route runner. So whenever he's there, it allows everything else to open up for the other receivers, including Sammy Watkins, which is why you saw him have that blow-up game in week one. Without Tyreek Hill there, throughout this season, we've seen Sammy Watkins be completely ineffective, and that's because of the X factor that is Tyreek Hill.
Okay, I agree. And that's really about it from this game, man.
You're welcome.
I expected a lot more. I expected that Rams-Kansas City game we had last year in Mexico. With a shootout, but it wasn't there. Whatever. Tyreek Hill did get an MRI on the hamstring. We don't know what's going on with that yet. We'll let you know when we get updated. Some other news around the league. Paris Campbell was limited in practice today, so good for him. Juju is officially in the league's concussion protocol, and he's also dealing with a knee injury. So Juju's probably not going to play this week. James Conner doesn't know if he's going to be able to play this week. Oh, my. And they're playing Cincinnati. They finally have a good matchup where Mason Rudolph could probably look like a competent NFL quarterback.
Maybe. If anybody offers you – so we were talking about the trade deadline on take one here. If anybody offers you anybody from the Steelers, seriously think that over because Big Ben might not be around next year because he's flirted with retirement for a long time. If he's not there, Juju is worthless.
Okay. And Amari Cooper is dealing with a knee injury. He only played in 55% of the snaps last week. Jerry said he's going to be there, and we all know Jerry runs the star. If Jerry says you're going to play, you're going to play.
It's a house that Jerry built.
Also, boom. Also, Doug Marrone comes out and says he needs to give Leonard Fournette the ball more times.
I would love that. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate you. Yeah, do it.
It makes too much sense. Can't do it.
Yeah. Feed him the rock. Just like Sean McVay should feed Todd Gurley.
All right, Jonathan Williams was a great waiver pickup that you probably went out and spent all your fab on and your number one waiver priority, the Colts running back. But Jordan Wilkins is back at practice with the ankle, and he's above him on the depth chart. So if he plays, that Jonathan Williams stock just went down like Ty Johnson.
Ouch. He is probable for this week.
Yeah. There's no probable tag. So.
I think Bo Scarborough's gonna get to start.
Bo knows?
Scarborough.
What a great name. Bo Scarborough.
From Alabama.
Just sounds like a man.
All right, Thursday night football. Speaking of the Colts, we have the Colts playing the Houston Texans. So Marlon Mack had surgery on his hand. He is not going to play in this game.
He done. Nyheim Hines, and who's the other guy there?
Jonathan Williams, unless Jordan Wilkins plays.
Yeah. So
he did return to practice today.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. If they're out there, grab them. I would say Hines is probably the better pickup if he's
there. In PPR.
In PPR, yes.
Jacoby Brissett.
Healthy? Not healthy?
Are you going to play him this week?
Love him this week.
Yeah, I think he's fine against that Houston defense. I think he'll be okay.
What about Deshaun Watson, though? Let us down hard.
Yeah. Must start.
I mean, he's a must start every week. But, I mean, he did let you down.
When
no, he wasn't a must start last week.
Yeah, he was.
He was. He was still a must start last week.
You drafted him in the top four rounds. You started him.
Yeah, when you got down that many points that quickly and the defense can literally just pin their ears back and come after you with that offensive line, it's going to be a tough day.
It's going to be a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a rough day, but I'm not blaming that on D-Watt. I think he's going to be just fine. They're going to get the ball a lot because they're going to be able to focus on just the run. You're looking at Eric Ebron. He was missing practice today. T.Y. Hilton still missed practice today. Paris Campbell limited today. So, I mean, all of their offensive weapons are out. I mean, you got Zach Pascal and Jack Doyle. So they're going to have to run the ball. The Texans should be able to hone in on the run, even with, you know, now they're down their primary back. So I expect Deshaun Watson to have a good game, man. I really do.
With Deshaun Watson having a good game, last week, Eric, you were kind of high on Will Fuller. He didn't end up playing. He was inactive. Bill O'Brien says he's a game-time call and says there's a chance he suits up. If Will Fuller suits up on Thursday night, are you starting him?
Mm. Are you sure I was high on Will
you
Fuller?
You said you could throw him out there.
Oh.
High as a kite.
Like as a flex, yeah. Maybe.
You said you'd start him.
If you need to.
High as a kite.
I think that was due to bye week situations.
Yeah, and this week we have the Chiefs. And
yeah,
Chargers.
A lot of receivers. Yeah, the Vikings and the Cardinals. So, yeah, it's a lot of starting wide receivers out. So, if he's healthy, Nuke hasn't looked like Nuke. And then who's the other guy? Kenny Stills?
Yeah, Kenny Stills.
What was he done?
Kiki. Kiki's been playing. Kiki, do you love me?
Kiki Cootie, what happened to you, bud? We thought you were going to break out this year.
Oh, he broke out. Yeah, that's him breaking up.
Yeah, Will Ferrell's the number two guy there. If he's healthy, he's got speed. He can stretch the defense. He's a good weapon when he's healthy. It's just not very often.
You start in either one of these defenses. Bingo.
I would feel okay with Houston's defense just because of the situation that Indianapolis is in.
Okay. Josh?
Nah, I'm not ready. High on either one of these defenses.
I mean, we had
Houston had been good up to this point.
Falcons playing
to last week.
Tampa Bay this week, people.
I'm streaming that.
Yeah, I'd rather start them Falcons.
And we have the Steelers playing the Bengals, which isn't a streaming option.
Yeah, so those are some.
Yeah, except you can't get the Steelers defense anyway.
I know,
but maybe you should drop one of your high end defenses there, Brad. Yeah. Give somebody else a chance.
There's a reason why I've only lost one game. And that was purely karma.
Yeah,
related.
I know. Karma.
Oh, yeah. All
right. So,
that's fine.
Anything else from the Thursday night game?
Which back do you like better on Houston? You want Hyde or you want Duke? I like Carlos there.
This week, if I have
to
play one,
even in PPR.
If I have to play one, I'm playing Hyde, but I don't want to. And like I always say with Thursday night games, even though they might be your third best player, do not put them in your flex. Put them in the running back or wide receiver, because that way when you have Brandon Cooks in your wide receiver spot, you can slam him down to flex, and then you can put somebody else in there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Slam him. You slam him good.
I mean, yeah, we'll be a little short at running back this week with Gordon, Eckler, DJ, Drake, Dalvin Cook, and all the walking wounded of Kansas City. So,
and I believe, I'm not sure about this, but I believe Houston hasn't given up a 100-yard rusher in a while because Lamar Jackson came close last week, but I don't know if he broke it. And
Their defense has been solid all year.
That's why this running game for the Colts with all these fancy waiver wires, I don't really like any of them this week.
Okay.
All right, any news? Probably any news call. I missed, Josh?
Yeah, you forgot to hit record the first time that we did
oh,
this.
Oh, guess what? I didn't hit record on this one either.
I'm out.
I'm done.
I'm just kidding. I didn't.
It's all right, over.
Real quick, before we go, let's talk about this trade in our Dynasty League. Mark Ingram for Jared McKinnon, a 2021 first and a 2022 first, and $40 a fab. Just so you guys know. Really? Hold on. Just so you guys know, I tried to get Mark Ingram. I offered a next year's first and a second, and I believe another second for next, all for 2020.
Yeah.
And I got denied.
Well, are you this guy's son?
No. Do you think that had a little? I mean, I didn't throw any fab money. I thought about throwing fab money in. I was like, all his trades have had fab money. I think that's where I messed up.
That's how I got Chris
fab money. Honestly, it has nothing to do with him being a son. He likes what he likes, and he likes fab money, and he likes first round picks, dude.
I know. I was giving up first. I knew I should have sent one with fab money.
Yeah, you got to send him with fab money. I mean, he's probably the easiest person to work with on a trade in our entire
and
league.
I will admit,
so
I messed
it was
up
just happenstance.
Because I didn't text him and talk about the trade. I just kept sending offers instead of actually reaching out. So I'm a little salty about this. More that I didn't get it done than the other person got it done.
Yeah. Yeah, because you could have got it done.
Oh, but yeah. But you didn't. But have you looked at the 2020 draft class? Have you looked
it's
at
not
the
looking great.
No, it is amazing.
Well, the wide receiver, the 2020?
Yes, this upcoming draft class.
You can say whatever you want about a draft class until the rubber meets the road.
No.
You have no idea.
Every fantasy analyst
there's
that makes,
no shirt. There's no such thing
as
a shirt.
You're dang
thing.
Right, there's not. But this is the highest graded draft class in the last 15
Ooh.
Years. I'm just saying.
Ooh.
Andrew Luck's going to play for 20 years. He's awesome. He's a sure thing. Retired.
Is it Mel Kiper grading
the
draft
class? These are like fantasy analysts looking into it and talking about. Obviously, there's no landing spots yet and stuff like that. But these are,
we don't know what we're talking about.
No, I know. But all I'm saying is, yeah, they don't have a Saquon Barkley in this one, but they have running backs that are like deeper running backs than that Saquon Barkley year where we had all those running backs come out.
And we'll see. We'll see.
I'm just saying.
I don't trust rookies. I don't.
I don't either, but if you're in a dynasty league, you got to build rookies. You can't just keep going veterans.
No, you don't. You trade away all your picks to win now. That's
how many
what
wins
you do.
Got? How many wins you got?
I inherited a terrible team. How
you
dare
you?
You
said you trade away all your picks to win now. And
I
since
did.
Then.
I got two. Guess how many I want to have? Zero. I would have zero if I hadn't done
anything.
You've
had the team for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 2-4.
What about it? Okay. That's better than Owen whatever I'd be. What, 10?
Dynasty?
Yes, it is. No, I traded for young good assets other than Adam Thielen.
I was going to try to trade for one of your running backs, but I was like, eh.
Chris Carson's young. Joe Mixon's not young. Jared Goff killing me, but he's young. That made some good. Tyler Lockett's really working out for me. Like that.
Is he?
Because I messed up this week. I tried. It's like I tried. I benched Nuke this week, and I still won.
Yeah, you did.
I'm trying.
You're really trying to drop out of that playoff spot. I don't know why.
Well, but. now I was trying to shoot for it. I was like, well, if this is going to happen. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Go for it.
Anything else, boys? It was a short episode because I messed up.
Yeah. Oh, do we want to talk about anything about when you should have a trade deadline in a dynasty league or anything like that? Or can we save that for another time?
Okay, so.
I don't think we should have one in a dynasty league.
I think you
league.
Should.
You think you should have a deadline?
Because real football's dynasty, right? They have a trade deadline.
Fair. Okay.
I mean, it's just what it is. You need to build for your – if you don't have one, you can have players – your price of collusion can go up a lot. Like, that collusion stuff can start really happening. Like, are you saying in the playoffs people can start making trades? Like, I got eliminated from the playoffs. You're in the championship game. I could trade you a player even though my team's done.
Maybe not up to the playoffs or during the playoffs, but other than that, I don't see why you can't. That should be like the only time I think you should suspend
it. What about
because it's one, it's fantasy football, and two, it's dynasty.
What about this?
You're supposed to be moving stuff.
Because I had this last year. In a redraft league, should a team that is mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, should they be allowed to make trades?
A team that is mathematically eliminated? Yeah, they should be able to make trades. They should be able to shake up their roster for next year.
The Dolphins are trading all year. Yeah, it's fine.
But I'm saying in redraft.
They were mathematically eliminated before the season started.
But in redraft where you don't have anything going for the future, you're not no keepers, no nothing like that, no draft capital on the line or anything like that. It's complete.
See, in redraft, because it doesn't matter the following year, that's where the collusion, I think, goes through the roof.
Because I did a trade with a team last year that was mathematically eliminated so they could win a game so I could make the playoffs. Because I needed them to win, and I traded them a buttload of people.
That's smart.
Josh. I was like, I'm trading four guys that he needs to start. Yeah, I got Patrick Mahomes back, but I gave up four starters.
Well, that's your call in a redraft league. Honestly, we're all adults. So if you want to run your team into the ground and be bad, you can do that. So that's how I feel about it. Just suspend it during the playoffs.
Okay.
Unless you're playing in one of those cool vampire leagues, which I would love to try. Ooh. Oh, it sounds so much fun.
All right, boys, let's get off here because it's getting late because I'm a dum-dum.
Take us home, Josh.
Thanks for tuning in to the Midwagon Fantasy Football Podcast. This is Josh. I'm hosting with Brad and Eric. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at EmptyWagonFF. You can find Brad at Tack Jones. Eric is at GunsOfEld19. We miss him, Rico. RIP. And you can find me at FF Josh Hughes. We appreciate you. We love you. And we hope that your game goes better than Jared Goff's and Mitchell Trubisky's.
Night-night. Bye.
Don't forget to press record, boys.
Bye.